You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists from all over the world. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas to talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. Now, on with the audio chat.
Hello, everybody. This is the Fakeologist speaking. It is December 16th, 2020, the year that shouldn't be, really. And I'm here in the audio chat live stream on fake11.com/stream2 with the Rolls Royce of radio, Rollo.
G'day, Ab. G'day, Ab. How are you?
From Newcastle, Australia. What time is it there?
What time is it? It's about quarter to... No, ten to ten.
All right, you're clean. Right.
Yes, I am clean.
Has the drinking
started? All right. I've got a nice champagne in my hand.
Oh, my God. Do you ever drink orange juice or anything healthy in the morning?
Yes. When I'm sickly and I drink orange juice, water, apricot kernels, do cannabis oil.
You drink apricot kernels?
Carrot juice. Yeah. Yes.
All right. Have you ever eat a nice steak or anything like that?
No, I'm vegetarian.
No. Yeah. All right, sorry. Yeah. All right, then. Well, now that we've got your diet out of the way, how's things?
Yeah, good. There's been some news this week. The reason we're talking now is obviously Meghan Markle and Prince Harry have gone over to Spotify for $100 million. But you're saying that maybe
not,
they didn't get...
That's not the reason we're talking, but that's not it. I don't give a rat's ass about those two clowns. You don't, I don't, we should not. There's only one reason to talk, and that's that we're in the greatest economic restructuring in the history of the world, or at least they're attempting to do it. I'd rather talk about Trump than two buffoons, which those two twits
Well, this morning I was listening to Salty Cracker, and he's saying that Texas, because they after the SCOTUS thing was rejected, Texas is starting plans to secede from the union.
Well, I think all states should secede from the union. What use is it?
Well, what about California and New York?
What about them?
Stay in the union. Let them stay in the union. Let all the other states secede.
I'm going to move to whatever state gets rid of masks and vaccinations. But I don't even think there will be such a state. Do you?
Well, luckily here in New South Wales, although they're starting to fearmonger again to try and shut down Christmas, but we're not too badly affected here in New South Wales. Down in Victoria, they still are. And I watched Uncle Odd the other day. Uncle Odd did a good podcast, or was it a radio show or an audio chat? Yeah, where he was going through the minutiae of, like, he can't get into... Where does he shop, at Costco or something? And he's still having trouble with them. And I feel for the guy, but because he's apparently shopped there for years, and now
did you take a video of your grocery store? Yeah.
No, I haven't. I just my wife does most of the groceries, and I mostly shop at farmers markets.
Yeah. Can you get in there without an issue?
Yeah, fine.
All right.
It's no problem.
Well,
like I said,
you're in summer right now. They're pretending most people don't get ill in the summer, or don't express ill symptoms. I don't want to say you get ill. I got to stop using that language. Most people don't appear unwell. Most people are not unwell. I think we got to change the language. So most people don't appear unwell because they're more active, there's more sunlight, and they're probably eating more native local foods because they're fresher and they're in season, and most people are well.
That's
so
true.
They're not going to do this simulation for you in the middle of your summer. Or your, I guess summer hasn't even started yet. It starts next week. So you're still in your spring.
It's pretty warm here now. It's 28 degrees here now, Celsius.
Yeah, but officially you're not in, I don't either. I'm in Canada, the Commonwealth. We do Celsius as well, but yeah, you're, I don't think they're going to restart the Great Reset until fall for you, which is when they did it here. Now we're supposed to be in the depths of the illness period, and the simulation is going forth here.
The more and more I think about it, Ab, is, you know, the Wuhan flu or coronavirus or COVID-19, whatever you want to call it, as we know, me and you know very well, that it is actually, it's actually, the Donald Trump said came from China, and he's right.
It's a
Donald
simulation.
Trump's right. Yes.
He's not right.
Well, I think
he's
so.
He's not right.
It's
a simulation. It's a simulation. It's a simulation. It came from Baltimore, which is the home of Johns Hopkins University. It didn't come from anywhere. It went from Johns Hopkins into the media, into the minds of people. There's no virus. You can't catch a virus. So don't promote myths on this channel, please.
All right.
I want you to use the proper language.
Let me rephrase. So
go ahead.
This thing they're trying to get from China, which seems to be working well for the Chinese government.
The simulation.
But it's about social credit, a social credit system. So that's what Klaus Schwab and his
mob. That's a minor part of it. That's a minor part of it.
It's not about minor. I mean, it's going to change the Western world as we know it if they succeed.
That's a minor part of the whole economic reset. They want to get rid of a free enterprise, capitalistic, organic system in favor of a state-controlled central authority like they have in China.
Yes.
That's what they want.
I agree. That's what I was saying.
Yeah, but I'm trying to say it in a more sensible way. Now, I want to tell you something interesting. Most of the professionals from North America, from the Western world, you know where they are? You know where they've been for the last 10 years?
Where have they been? Tell me.
They've been in China, building that country. All our best brain power, our architects, our engineers, they're all over there. They've been there for 20 years. So the idea that China's the enemy is insane. That's just theater for the masses. I watched some Australian architects. He said he's in heaven in China because when he draws something, it gets built within a year. He said that would never happen in Australia. Mm-hmm. He says he's got to wait at least 10 years to see his designs come to life because of regulation and this annoying thing called democracy where everyone gets their input into something. Mm-hmm. In China, they just do it.
Yeah,
they don't care what people
think. What's the quality of life? I mean, yeah, good luck to the architect or the engineer that you're talking about. What about the common man who, that under this social credit system, I mean, they want to get rid of money altogether, so it'll just be social credit that you'll work on.
No, that's not true. You're getting confused. There will be a money system. It'll be digital. And the social credit is the behavior system. So if you do bad things, if you do things that contravene the party lines, then you will lose credit. When your credit gets too low, you'll lose privileges. It's like a naughty or nice system.
So
you're confusing money and social credit.
Yeah. So when this social credit system comes in, and I said something like that the Chinese leader looks like Winnie the Pooh or something, would my social credit go down, do you think?
Oh, my God, yeah. You probably lose 50 points right there. And if you kept saying it, you just keep losing. Mm-hmm, that's right. That's better. That's right. Now, I don't want that.
And then
that
might end up in the gulag. In the gulag.
You'll be imprisoned in your house, and you won't get the quantity of alcohol that you probably need to sustain yourself. You'll probably be... You might not even be able to go to the liquor store at all. You'll have to run contraband there.
Well, well, brew my own.
Yeah, well, if you get the supplies.
Here you come.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Have you ever questioned the nature of your reality?
Yes, thank you.
But I don't want any of that. I don't want any of that system either, but that's what... They started the simulation in Wuhan because there's a CDC lab there, and it lends to the conspiracy idea that there's a real virus that somebody really let loose in society, and it all works out perfectly. But in fact,
I just think you're wrong in terms of it started in China because these people envy the Chinese system because the elite love it. I mean, Klaus Schwab.
Well, they made it.
They made it. Mm-hmm.
They gave them the system. I agree with you, but I'm just trying to keep the storyline consistent.
Sure.
I think that's why the story started there. That was one of the reasons why it started there. But yeah, and they let China go. China is now, we don't know what's going on in China because we don't get China news because there is no other news. It's all cold veins all the time. But China, for the most part, from what I understand, is wide open. They still have their normal surveillance state, social credit state.
China doesn't have
They're not news. Walking around. They're not walking around in masks. And I don't know what the vaccination nation status is there either.
Well, the pollution over there is apparently pretty bad. Why people wear masks? Like, I went for a drive the other day, and some guy had an Australian flag mask over his face while he was riding his push bike. And I was just thinking, you know, the hypoxia and all the damage he's doing to himself. And I beat my horn at him and said, yeah, I'm sorry, but you're a retard. He said, why? And I'm going, look what you're doing to yourself. You're hurting yourself. But try and tell people that, and they shake their head. They don't know.
No,
breathing in your own carbon dioxide. When you're trying to ride a push bike in perfectly good weather, there's no pollution here in New South Wales. Not like there is in Beijing.
Well, they're recycling their CO2. Do you ever hear of carbon sinks? Where you sell your carbon, you're supposed to recycle your CO2, so that's what they're doing.
All right.
Breathing it back in. Yeah. You know the whole carbon credit nonsense that nobody believed for years and years.
Oh, okay, yeah. Greta Thunberg and all that rubbish.
You're supposed to take your CO2 and pump it into the ground. That's the phony baloney story that's supposed to save the Earth. Instead of CO2 going up into the sky and creating the old greenhouse effect. You remember that nonsense, the greenhouse effect? You remember all that bullshit?
Yeah, sure.
We've forgotten all that
more carbon dioxide comes off the oceans with the sun hitting the oceans. Volcanoes exploding. They put out megatons of carbon dioxide.
What about cow farts? We're told that they're killing
farts. Megatons. So I'm not saying you should go vegan.
Nobody believes that story. That's why it's gone. This rollout
of the fourth industrial revolution or whatever you want to call it is so far working pretty well, but there's quite a bit of resistance in certain places, and that's the part I enjoy, where the common man is resisting. It's hard to do a lot of the time, especially when you've got big thuggy policemen that you're all face masked up and don't know the laws of
you a couple of suggestions. There's a couple of good YouTube channels. Marcus gave me one. I was already watching it, but he reminded me to go back. One is Jason Freeman. He goes around confronting public servants, including policemen, and challenging them to challenge him because he knows the ins and outs better than they do of the law. Jason
He's got a great
Freeman.
Name, too, Jason Freeman, yeah. I like
if
his
it
name.
Is his name,
yeah.
Yeah, if it's
Jason
real.
Freeman, yeah, I've written that down, yeah.
And there's another YouTube channel called Honor Your Oath.
Honor Your Oath.
I can't remember what his name is. He does the same thing. Now, Jason Freeman.
Sorry, I don't have my tablet on me, so I can't just look it up. But yeah, Honor Your Oath. Yep.
Yeah, those are two good channels. You should watch them. They go challenging the authority. That's fun to watch. So there are people challenging authority. They're not really, they haven't really got engaged and tangled in the mask wars yet. There's a guy over in London, England. I put him on FakoTube as well. His is called, I can't remember right now. It's his funny name.
Vernon
Coleman. No. Vernon Coleman, he's on brand new tube. I watch him too. He's
okay.
Good. No, there's an English guy that walks around, going to Speaker's Corner in Trafalgar Square and challenging the cops to, basically tell him what he can and can't say.
It could be Tyrant UK. That Tyrant UK YouTuber? No, not him.
It's not him, but if you go on FakoTube, I posted a couple of his good stuff on there. It's called Stop Something, I think. Stop Something. But anyway, there's a lot of different guys. He's pretty good, too.
I'll go to Fake YouTube on Saturday night with Rick and Rollo and Ab. Yeah. No problem.
But,
Yes. Yeah, so, what else happened during the week that was amusing to me?
I want to give you one more suggestion. This is Uncle Odd told me. There's a blog called Vox Populi. Not Populi, it's Populi, because Vox Populi is Italian. Vox Populi is Latin. But Vox Populi, that guy gets a lot of inside information on your boy Trump. And you should read that.
Yeah, Vox Populi. Yeah.
They said there's a lot going on behind the scenes, and they say Trump and his team are just saving up. They're letting everyone think that it's over, so all the rats are coming out because they think Trump is dead. And
I agree.
He says he's just letting them all hang themselves in public. And then he'll know who his allies are and who his enemies are. And then he's going to do a constitutional end run. Because now I'm reading that the, hold on a sec.
You're on, mate. Yeah, so Vox Populi. I would suggest another one, Salty Cracker on YouTube. He's also on BitChute and quite a few other platforms. And he's been pumping out really great stuff. He actually got banned for a week off YouTube. Susan Wojcicki took offense, umbrage at something he said, and that's a Salty Cracker, I would suggest to all Fakeologist listeners to listen to him. And he was one that he knows what he's talking about when it comes to...
Sorry, I got blown
Donald,
up.
Don, you're all right, mate. Keep going about Vox Populi.
Yeah, now I'm reading that the electoral college votes are pretty much the same because Trump has his own electoral college votes in the swing states. So there's something very bizarre going on. It'll be fun to watch.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I can say. It's not over.
Oh, yeah. And the battleground states. Let me just go to your elections 2020 channel. Now, President-elect Red Lion has been putting in some great stuff.
Oh, yeah?
But, his latest post in there is, he wrote this. I know this video was posted back 2 weeks ago, but this needs to be reminded that the scenario Reid speaks of pertaining to dueling electors is playing out, even if the commies had to admit it.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, dueling electors. I didn't watch that, but yeah, that seems to be playing out. But because the media is so dishonest, they're so pathetic, you wouldn't know what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's posted a Facebook post for Reid's take on how Trump could stay in office even if he loses. And so, yeah, this dueling, again, I'm no expert on it, but it does sound interesting where the college guys don't have to don't have to vote the way that the election went in their state. Anyway, look, well, they're
The thing I think is, look, the Republicans, they never wanted Trump in the first place. They're doing their best to protect the system that's corrupt. Mm-hmm. Both sides are corrupt. They both work together. They're two wings of the same dirty bird. Trump did seem to come in as the outsider. That's sort of why you and I like him. One guy can't beat the system if the people don't back him. One guy cannot do it.
Yeah. Well, what this, before I get on the liberal hive mind, what this salty cracker guy was saying, if Texas, if this bullshit, what do you call it, Weekend at Bernie's Joe Biden, somehow manages to become president on January 20th, Salty Cracker said, if Texas will then immediately start trying to secede, secession, and then get Donald Trump to be president of Texas, and then, and most of the other states, apart from California and New York, will go with him. It'll be just two blue states on either side of the country. Someone else wrote something amusing here.
There's one thing I want to tell you. I've already said this before. The Great Reset wants to break up the United States. I don't think they care how it breaks up, because they want to reassemble it as a bunch of city states and a bunch of mega regions. So this would still fit with the globalist plan to destroy the United States, you see. If Texas seceded, because Texas is going to be a mega region anyway. So I really do believe that it doesn't matter how it gets broken up, it's going to break up. That is the plan.
Salty Cracker did say that he hoped that it wouldn't. He wants to keep the United States the United States. It's just,
but why?
Here we go. Lloyd Miller wrote this, or put this meme in. Now, Lloyd Miller is big into this electoral fraud, and he's a loyal member of your side. He wrote, "This is the actual result of the election. People in Germany saw this before. Dominion servers were seized. This will probably get removed. So share as much as possible. The fraud is massive. Shame on these people." And it's got, the map here is basically all red. The United States, all red. Even California there is red. I'm not sure about that, but it's like blue two sides. I mean, California is that long strip on the left-hand side, isn't it, of the United States?
No, I agree. It's the left coast. Well, whatever the case, Rollo, I still think they want to break up all of North America and make it more vertically integrated instead of horizontally. Mm. And I think it's going to happen. I don't know what the roadmap is, but...
Not in our lifetime. Agenda 2030, not in our lifetime, mate.
2030 is only 10 years away, 9 years away.
Well, there's going to be resistance every step of the way. There has to be.
Well,
I know the older folk are going off, but I'm not that old.
The level of resistance is low. The level of resistance is really low, Rollo.
Oh, yeah.
I got about 10 more minutes, so whatever you want to talk about for 10 more.
Sure. Let me just, again, just have a listen. I suggest all your... Fakeologist listeners, listen to Joe Biden's supposed presidential elect speech that was done down in his bunker, and he's coughing all over the place. And I heard
about that. Did you watch it?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. And he was fluffing every line, and then the temerity of one person asked him about Hunter Biden just as he left the stage, he didn't even have a quick quip.
Will Joe Biden be the oldest president if he gets sworn in on
I don't know if he'll be the oldest, but I know that he'll be the... I wrote something quite quippy here. What did I write? Creepy Joe's head is emptier than JFK's on Elm Street on November 22nd, 1963.
Oh,
I mean, that's
God.
Me just taking it. Oh, I know. Is that too soon? Is that too soon, Ab, for that joke?
Yeah, let's let Kennedy go at least 100 years. But I'd love to know where Kennedy hung out after 1963. Do you think he was hanging out in Greece on that island?
Not, what's his name's island?
Onassis.
Are you talking about his island?
Onassis, yeah.
The guy that didn't kill himself, what was his name again? I forgot. You know,
Do you think JFK was killed?
Well, certainly in the public eye, same as his brother.
Oh, I said to you
anyway,
think he was killed.
I'd like to think he wasn't. I think he was a good man.
Do you think he was killed for the fifth time?
Yeah.
Go watch, JFK TV by Tyrone. I don't think you've read it.
Right.
It was made for
I don't
TV,
read very well.
I know you don't.
If you've only got 10 more minutes, let me just do another shout out to the Academic Agent. He did the Unpopular Opinions Awards of 2020, End of Year Awards 2020. I've posted it in Elections 2020. He's got a heap of, you know, he's got, what's his name, that fellow, Sargon of Akkad, and a lot of politically aware people on the panel, and it's really, really entertaining. So I've posted that in Elections 2020. Okay, and what else?
All right.
And the Liberal Hive Mind and Salty Cracker, they're the two that I am. And Donald Trump himself.
What about Dave Cullen?
Dave Cullen, yeah. His latest effort.
Are you on,
let's have a look at...
Hey, Rollo, are you on Telegram?
No, I'm not. No.
Are you on BitChute?
Yes. Well, anyone can use BitChute, yes.
Yeah, Amanda Ballmer.
Let me just go to Dave Cullen's site. Yeah, let me just go to Dave Cullen's site right now.
What about the Dollar Vigilante? Are you watching him?
Oh, yeah. I mean, what's not to like about the guy? The guy's a legend. Here we go, Dave Cullen. All right, his latest video is...
Are you going to... Hey, Roll, are you going to slide me a little Bitcoin?
How many do you want?
Well, I just would want...
Do you know how much they're worth?
Send me a couple. Well, they're over 20 grand U.S. now.
Do you need
a
couple?
That'd be nice. No,
you've
yeah,
got Bing, 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 Bing looking after you on Fake HUB till April.
No, I want you to be the first... Well, you wouldn't be the first donor, but just send me $5 worth of Bitcoin. I want to see how easy it is for someone like you who doesn't have Bitcoin to go get it and send it to me. Just $5. Would you send me $5? And
all right. Let me just write that down.
Just $5.
All right.
It's really good. I just want to test how easy it is to tell somebody that it works easy. I want you to tell me how easy it was for you to go without a Bitcoin wallet. So you need to go get a wallet. Then you need to put $5 in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you need to send it to me. I want you to just tell me how hard or easy the process is.
I tell you what I'm going to do. I might contract. Hold on a sec. I know you got to go.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
In my dreams, I have a plan. I had a plan. Abba and Ab.
Go
Rick
ahead.
And Rollo. No, Rollo and Ab. Yeah, so on my term contact term, I think John LeBron's got way more experience with Bitcoin than I do. I think he uses Bitcoin and...
No,
look,
I
have absolutely no idea how to use it, and you know, I've heard they're quite expensive. The actual bitcoins, because the shares are quite, like they're about $2,000 or $3,000 or something. So to send you an actual Bitcoin would cost me $2,000.
Listen, can you hear me?
Yes, of course. Clear as a bell.
You can buy probably as little as, I think you should buy probably minimum $100 worth of Bitcoin. You don't get a whole Bitcoin. You buy a fraction of it. You're not going to buy me one Bitcoin. You buy a fraction. You can buy as much as you want. But to save on transaction fees, if you spend $100, it's probably the minimum transaction to make sense. Otherwise, the transaction cost would eat up your purchase. But buy $100 Australian worth of Bitcoin. First, you get a wallet. I think if you go to Bitcoin.com...
That's not too much effort, Ab. I'd rather just go down to the bank, get a fiat and do it that way, like I did before.
All right. I know. Effort and you don't get along. But
that's right. I'm Mr. Idle. I will ask the wife, and if she reckons it's easy to use Bitcoin...
when you go to the liquor store...
It was like I didn't want to sign up with PayPal. That's why I didn't want to send Velocet. I just couldn't be bothered giving all my details.
When you go to the liquor store, I'm pretty sure you can buy Bitcoin in a corner store somewhere there. Would you do it that way? Like a gift card?
All right. I'll see what I can do. I've got it written down. I know you've got to go very shortly, so I'm discussing the agenda and 21 and the fourth industrial revolution is Dave Cullen's latest effort from Computing Forever on BitChute and YouTube. That's well worth a listen. And just one more thing. Let me just go back there. Just before you go, I'm going to post in the general section, just as a Merry Christmas. Do you know people who steal packages off front, you know, when they buy stuff from Amazon
and
whatnot?
They're called porch pirates.
Porch pirates. Well, he's just dropped Porch Pirates 3. It dropped about an hour ago. I'm going to put it in. The guy that has built this machine that gets in Porch Pirates' faces. I'll post it in general and at you. I suggest you watch it. It goes 18 minutes and it's well worth watching.
He
spent a year working. He got Macaulay Culkin. It's not boring, man. No, he got Macaulay Culkin in and to help him, you know, from Home Alone. Yeah. He's built this thing over a year.
Do you think they're staged?
Watch it, man, and you tell me if it's staged. I'll post it. You watch it. Tell me if you think it's staged. All right?
The guy spent a year
working on this machine. It's the third.
They're kind of dull.
You know.
I watched the first two.
You'll love it. It's. I'm not a huge fan of revenge, but you shouldn't steal people's shit that's not yours. It's not a violent revenge. It's just
You've seen them all. But I can tell you that I get things as mundane. I'll give you an example. I order a lot of stuff online. I got something, and we get a lot of just dry goods from the grocery store delivered.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I got one package. You know what was in it?
What?
It was a box of bags. Sandwich bags for my sandwiches. So the return on theft of Amazon stuff is super low. Like the chances of getting anything worth anything off my porch are slim to none. Most of the stuff delivered to my house isn't even worth the shipping.
Okay.
It's not even worth the shipping fee.
Listen carefully
right
though.
Now.
It's not all about you. It's not all about me. But it's about people that get expensive stuff.
Like my
next door neighbor example. Yeah.
I'm telling you, as a consumer,
a customer. I hate the word consumer. Can you use the word customer, please?
As a customer, most people get valueless crap delivered. It's not worth anything.
Well, my next door neighbor gets expensive dental stuff. put on his porch, and I keep an eye on it for him.
What is an expensive dental stuff? He gets his dentures delivered?
No, like, you know, bottles of what's that gas that they use and things like that that come to his house. Yeah, that he has to take into his surgery.
But what would an average schlup? Yeah, but what would the average guy do with that? When you steal stuff, you gotta fence it. You know, fencing? As in...
You explain? Fencing, I don't know. Explain.
If you steal stuff, you gotta be able to sell it. What's the use in stealing something if you can't sell it?
Yeah, good point. People are kleptomaniacs. A lot of people will see a package on a front, and it doesn't matter what it is, they'll just nick it. They're kleptomaniacs. They can't help themselves. I would never do it. It's like people that nick cars.
Well, and people that nick cars are doing it for money.
Yeah.
It's not because they can't keep their hands off cars. You got an alarm?
But we'll have driverless cars, and we'll love it in 2030, won't we, Klaus? Klaus Schwab wants to sell in driverless and flying cars. Can you believe that they wrote that in document? Flying cars by 2030? I mean, come on,
I'm gonna sign off by the side of the lake.
All right, man.
-7 C out. It's cold. I'm not sure I'm gonna make it on my walk tonight. Yeah, that's pretty cold.
I'll catch up with you on Saturday with Rick and whoever else wants to come by. But I will post this porch. What'd you call it again? Porch Pirates?
Porch Pirates, you got it.
Yeah, I will. And please, promise me you'll watch it before we talk on Saturday. Nice to catch up with you, Ed. See you then.
Rollo, you're the best. I appreciate you.
So are you.
God bless.
Bye for now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
That's all, folks.